Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street Window. Got a really special guest with me today. It's David Bannister of the Market Trend Forecast. How you doing this morning?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Yeah, I'm real interested to see what the stock market does today. Yesterday we had Apple reporting earnings, and then today, of course, the Fed meets. And this is following what we've had, a big rally since October. I'm curious what your take is on the rally and what's happening in the stock market. Why has it been going up so much?
Well, I'll talk about a few things I got right and a few things I got wrong, Mike, since early October. Back in early October, I did write an article, literally on October 2nd, which was a Sunday, saying that we were about to bottom out, and I explained why and showed the Elliott wave patterns I was seeing. As we all know, we bottomed 2 days later on a Tuesday, and we've had a rally since then that's been pretty strong. The S&P's gone from 1074 to as high as 1320, in about 3 months or so. In December, as we had already had a rally and pulled back, Mike, I had put out two scenarios. One was bullish and one was bearish. I gave them about a 50-50 probability on each one. And I started leaning to the bear side in late December, expecting the market to have a much bigger correction in January. And that did not work out. We've had a continuing uptrend. And there's been a lot of really good earnings reports, like Apple, as you said, and others. And it's an interesting market now. But I did have a turn date for January 24th.
Well, what do you base the turn date on?
Well, believe it or not, some of it has to do with astrology, astrological cycles, which in some respects do influence crowd behavior, sentiment, etc. In addition to that, they have to do with the Fibonacci relationships of the S&P 500 to the October lows and the May highs and that type of thing. So right in this 1320 area on the S&P, we're in obviously overbought conditions, and I would expect a minor pullback. But Mike, we're actually looking for the market to continue to about the 1360s, 1370s in the first quarter.
Okay. Yeah, right now it seems to me like some sort of pullback is likely. You know, we're extremely overbought, like you said. We've seen the VIX come down quite a bit. And interestingly, I think today and tomorrow are real important to watch, because Apple had the earnings report last night, and today the Fed meets. So these are two potential big good news items, and if the market doesn't respond to that, and this morning so far the S&P 500 futures are in the red, I think that would be a sign the market is getting ready to drop down for a period of time. Maybe, you know, I'm like you, though. I was more bearish entering this year, but some of the sentiment surveys haven't gotten extremely bullish like they do at major tops. So that makes me think that if we do get a pullback, it wouldn't be like the start of a big, you know, correction that's going to last for weeks or months, but something shorter. Then we'd have to see what happens from there. So your kind of viewpoints have changed too. Like you were saying, you were more bearish in December and early January, which is when we last spoke. And now you're getting more positive in the market. What makes you more positive at the market now?
Well, a few things. We had a lot of cross signals. You know, there were plenty of things that could be read as bearish heading into January. And now, once we crossed 1306 on the S&P on a closing basis, which we did over a week ago, that was pretty much my line in the sand. And what that indicates to me, Mike, is that the uptrend is a little more powerful. It's a little bit more than a bear rally here. So although we may pull back, the fact that we exceeded 1306 changes my intermediate views. We're actually looking at some point this year, we could be as high as the 1470s on the S&P 500. You know, and I caution people that that doesn't mean next week or next month. There's going to be some volatility this year. But we do see potential to run to new highs on this bull market from March of 2009. The other thing, too, is as we were rallying, the one thing that bothered me being a little bit cautious was the short, the NYSE short ratio was at extreme high. So as the market was rallying, you know, the short positions were still high. And now what we're seeing, Mike, is a lot of very good reaction to good earnings. So that's typical of a bull market. Good earnings get rewarded, you know, bad earnings do not. But in a bull market, company stocks are going up when they report good earnings.
Well, when we last spoke at the end of December, we also talked a little bit about gold. And I know I wasn't a big believer that gold was going to turn and make a big rally in January. It had been correcting since July. And I think you also were looking for a further drop in the price of gold. Do you still have that opinion, or is your views of gold changed too?
Well, I think with gold, I had expected initially a drop to retest the 1530s, and I had told my subscribers to look for silver to come down to about 27. So I got that part right. But when we did get there, I have to be honest, Mike, I was a little bit hesitant to start pounding the table to start buying gold and silver at that time. But we have had some behind-the-scenes QE out of Europe, as they call it, LTRO. And I think that has had a definite impact short-term here on both markets as well as precious metals. And I think that has pushed those silver and gold to bounce. But I believe we are going to have a correction. Looking for gold to drop back into the low 1600s, I think that's a better place to buy. And silver's still got to get over 33, Mike, before it can really start a solid uptrend.
Yeah, I pretty much agree with you. I think gold and silver, despite what we're saying about the broad stock market, they still look pretty bad to me. The gold stocks are trading very weak compared to everything else. I don't really see any reason for people to be excited about them now.
The GDX ETF I've been pointing out to my subscribers is what's giving me pause. I mean, normally, if gold was really going to take off and get going here, those gold stocks would be kind of moving up right now, I believe. And they're just not participating, and that's got me a little bit cautious. So that's probably why I'm hesitant to get too bullish right now.
Yeah, I feel the same way about it, too. And in fact, today, the GDX is trading down 0.5%. Before we get to the open. Well, as we wrap up today, could you tell people where they can go to get more of your information and what you have to offer?
Well, we're doing a couple of services for traders and investors. One is called the markettrendforecast.com. That's for people who just want to have an idea where we're heading with the S&P 500 and a few other indexes in gold and silver. So we do some short and intermediate forecasting there. And activetradingpartners.com, where we're using a mathematical regression model to enter our timing of entries and exits on individual stocks. That's going extremely well. People may want to look into that.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to everybody. We'll definitely follow up soon in the future.
Thanks, Mike. Have a good day.